Welcome back, community. Joel and Jason are toy collectors, predominantly G.I. Joe, who delve into other areas of the collector lifestyle and hobby. We enjoy sharing our experience within the community and learning about yours. Thanks for joining in this conversation. This is the Order of Battle. I'm going to reset this because this is now at 10 minutes of us just bullshitting.
I purchased an 86 Viper, complete with card. It's a cut card, but it has the file card.
Welcome to vintage.
Not quite.
Listen, there's 12 years. It's a little more than 500-ish, 550-ish figures. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. I'll send you a list.
Thanks. I've had a loose idea of maybe having original O-ring figures for some of my favorite characters and or whatever. And the Viper is one of my favorite army builders, if not my favorite army builder. So a deal popped up on Instagram that was too good to be true. So I claimed it and I got it. Yeah, it's neat. I have one of the weird like 2000s Viper repaints. I've never had an 86, so it was cool, and it's going to look great standing in front of my Viper shelf.
So who's next?
I need to find it, but I have Firefly. I don't have his accessories, but I do have a Firefly. The unfortunate thing is the guys that I want, I would like an Outback. Obviously, I would like a version 1 Snake Eyes, but I'm not in that territory. Possibly consider it, depending if I have nothing else to spend money on.
After your whale incident, you treading into a 86 Viper is closer than O-ring style vintage Joes than I thought I was ever going to hear you get. Welcome back, even just if it's a little.
I mean, I know I'm certainly not the first person to do it, but I really like in displays when you see like the OG next to the modern equivalent of your choice. I just like seeing that. A lot of the people who collect modern and vintage or dabble into both, I know that it's a common display thing. I'm just kind of late to the party. So both of us, I believe, have gotten all of our PulseCon shipments.
Not all. I'm still waiting on a couple.
You're waiting on t-shirts and hats, right?
One t-shirt and the two hats. So I think the hats have been shipped, the Destro shirts shipped, and then for the PulseCon shirts, the medium shipped for me, but the small hasn't. Kind of an odd one.
Very weird.
Yes.
So I got all of the stuff I ordered, and they came in three different boxes, which I thought was hilarious. So they were placed in one order. So I don't know. I get free shipping because I paid the $50. So I guess at the end of the day, I don't really care. It's not money out of my pocket, but
it certainly speaks to the broader inefficiencies issue that the whole community's been talking about with Hasbro lately, but at least you got them.
This is a whole other thing, but I'll keep it brief. It appears that most people are experiencing a delay with the shipment of the Wave 1 retro figures from Walmart. I got an email saying everything I ordered was delayed until December, and then less than 24 hours later, I got an email saying that my Histank was on the way, and then one day later, it showed up.
And these are the same ones that have been on Walmart shelves for like 2 months.
Yes, on the West Coast, and now they're starting to show up in my area, finally. What is very weird is Walmart, when I have purchased other stuff, not toy-wise, they're usually packed very well. This Histank was just in like a poly bag, essentially, like not even a bubble mailer. Like I'm talking just thick plastic bag.
Jesus.
Luckily, the box is pretty much fine. The retro stuff for me is vehicle-wise, I don't really know how many I will get. I probably won't even open the Histank. I think I have two coming. Maybe not. I really don't remember. I have a lot of 25th anniversary Histanks, so I bought these really for the box. I'm not going to open it. The driver is not that much different for me to really care enough to open it.
I've not seen any of the retro line at the local Walmart. And as we've talked about before, the one close to my house is a barren wasteland of toys anyway. And A doesn't care about the retro line at all. Actually, he complains about it, even though he's never seen it in person. He's never touched it. He sounds like the angry versions of our community as a 9-year-old. I'm like, I don't know which 45-year-old you're channeling. I know it's not me. I still wouldn't mind coming across them, putting my hands on them. I mean, the vehicles are cool. I wouldn't mind the vehicles, but it's not something that I'm actively hunting. I didn't order it. But if they put out a Vamp or a Sky Striker, this is going to be a different story. Have you picked up any of the loose figures?
I had a great experience. I was talking to a buddy, and they told me basically to just check the Walmart app. This is actually another very weird thing, but if I go to the app and I type in G.I. Joe Retro Collection, I think maybe Destro or Roadblock came up from Wave 2, but I had to go to Google and type in G.I. Joe Retro, and then it would bring up all the listings, and then when I clicked it on the browser, it would transfer me back to the app, and then I could see what stores had what. There's one Walmart near me that tends to be the toy Walmart, and it said that they had Awestrikers in limited quantity in stock. So we immediately ran to the car. I see where the G.I. Joe stuff should be. And I'm like, man, like, how did someone beat me by like 15 minutes? And I spin around and I see pallets sitting at the face of the aisles. I start snooping, and sure enough, I found the case of Awestrikers, which is two, and was looking to see if there was possibly like a UPC on the outside that they could scan so I didn't have to open it. No dice. Cut the mailer open. I walked right up to a checkout, bought both with the box. From there, I was feeling lucky, so we drove to another Walmart and two Targets. And I found a lot of new toys, but nothing G.I. Joe. So later in the weekend, I managed to find Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow and the Baroness, which I left behind. I have two, I believe, pre-ordered. I don't need more than two Baronesses because I already have four variations between the 50th and the 25th.
And we made a Baroness.
Yes, and we made a Baroness that is an awesome toy. I cut open Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow, and the plastic, maybe I'm just crazy, but it is significantly better than the 50th.
Really?
Now, when I opened up Crankcase with the Awestriker, the first thing I did was I bent his knees, I wiggled his knees, and it's not as gummy as the 50th. I didn't want to over-celebrate until I opened up multiples. I found two Snake Eyes and one Storm Shadow, and I opened one of each. And the plastic is definitely better than the 50th. It's closer to the Pursuit of Cobra / Renegades, which is what these were figures were originally released as. And I gotta say, the minor deco changes that they did, like, really winning me over. Like, even though it's just a dab of gray.
When last we talked, Retro was heartbreaking and disappointing. But now you sound very positive.
The choices of figures and the choice of the build for Roadblock are still frustrating. Knowing that the quality of at least these two figures, the plastic feels nicer than the 50th. And that's very exciting to me because with the Storm Shadow, I use it as Troop Builder, just a white ninja. And then with the Snake Eyes, I like to pull that head off and swap some gear out and just use it as a basic buck for a lot of my kit bash stuff. So with the extra little flare on Snake Eyes with the gray, they actually painted a couple spots on his vest that have never been, his secondary, that have never been painted before. And it looks sharp. And I noticed one other thing today. His head, the base of his mask is like a slightly, almost like a bluish black. And then his visor has like a glossy black. I'm just gushing because I'm excited to find 4-inch at retail again.
So the silver lining is there, and as we move forward, hopefully it will continue to improve.
Yes. I'm really excited to see this Fang pilot because that's like a new figure. I picked up a couple of the new 1/18 scale Halo figures.
I don't know that I'm familiar. Like, I know what Halo is, obviously, but I've not seen any of the figures.
It got announced at Toy Fair, but there was just really grainy pictures. And I was like, all right, well, it's a new 1/18 scale. I'm on board. I grabbed the Warthog with Master Chief, and I grabbed, like, a Marine figure. The Warthog is a pretty awesome toy. Something very positive and interesting. Master Chief in the game, I guess, is, like, 7 to 8 feet tall. The other Marines are, like, humans, so they're regular size. And within this toy line, Master Chief is taller than the Marines. The downside to that is that the Warthog is scaled to fit Master Chief, and when you put a 4-inch Joe in the driver's seat, they need like a booster seat to reach the steering wheel. But that is probably my only complaint on the Warthog. It's a solid toy. It's got rubber tires. The plastic and the construction on these figures they're somewhere between like a Star Wars figure and a Fortnite figure. They're made by the same brand as Fortnite.
Do they have the big hands and feet of the Fortnite figures?
No. They don't have the cartoony effect of Fortnite, but they look like Halo figures, but the Halo characters didn't really look exaggerated. I will say the aliens look awesome. The quality is a little iffy on the figures, which I expect when it's a first run of a toy. I feel like Wave 2 is going to be significantly improved on. If you're going to buy these, just heat the joints up. Especially the ankles on Master Chief are very thin. And I actually watched a review before I bought it where somebody broke it right out of the box.
Oh, that's painful.
Yeah. Also, this weekend, I went toy crazy. Target had a great sale this week. I took advantage of it. I found a Baroness figure for you.
I appreciate that because I found nothing.
We walked into a Target and we did our normal. We walk up to where the classified figure should hang. And there was a Baroness. I didn't know if I was dreaming or what. So I knew you didn't have one. And I actually couldn't get a hold of you. Not that it mattered. I was going to buy it regardless. But I just grabbed it. To be fair, I actually bought it before I even texted you.
Yeah, it makes sense.
I dove back into Jurassic Park toys a little bit.
A little bit, like a whole lot?
I bought technically two items, one of which is a small set. A little bit on the pricey side. But the sale, as I've said before, I'm a sucker for sales. There's a Netflix original series called Camp Cretaceous, something like that. It's a pretty good show. Similar to when I was watching Flash Gordon, all I could think about was I knew that they had introduced some toys from this show. Every time they got in one of these awesome armored vehicles, I was like, please, please bring that into the toy line. We need that. I got the Indominus Rex, and I also got the set that comes with Darius and a couple of dinosaurs. And with the sale, I was able to get $25 off the combo. The Indominus Rex is massive, just like the T-Rex. I wanted to get it because there's nothing like having a giant dinosaur to pair up with a G.I. Joe action figure.
Is that a new Indominus Rex, or is that sort of a re-release of the one from a few years ago?
It is new. So there was a Mattel one, there was a Hasbro one that has like a rubbery skin from a few years ago. And then there was one from Mattel that had like a light and noise feature. And it was a little bit smaller. I actually put off buying that because I don't really like the dinos with the gimmicks. And I'm glad I held off because they released this big boy. Well, I should say big girl. It is huge. I haven't taken it out of the box yet, but it's a very big dinosaur.
I have not had the toy experience you've had lately. Not even a little bit.
I want to also throw in an honorable mention. Between two Targets, I found all of the new NECA Back to the Future toys. I didn't buy them because I can't go down that road because the NECA figures are very expensive. I love Back to the Future. Seeing those and the new stuff that NECA is putting out, the new articulation, at least through the box, looks amazing. And the likeness on the heads are very good.
I am surprised you didn't grab them.
I'm going to be honest, it took a lot. Like, if I didn't have everything else I had bought this weekend, I probably would have grabbed two or three.
Fair enough.
So I feel like I've rambled enough about the various things I have found and purchased and spent a lot of money on. What have you got in lately?
Since Hasbro was sending out a bunch of stuff for PulseCon, you know, we did get Fancy Pants Cobra Commander, which A has been playing with. That cape is awesome. The detailing on the sides of his legs and on his chest and back and everything else, it's gorgeous. That figure is beautiful. And it wasn't from PulseCon, but we finally got to the point where they would ship them. We also got our Destro. Destro. A loves it. He truly does. He thinks the cape is funny. The sunglasses are funny. The burning money is funny. I don't like it at all. I think it's difficult when we demand that cartoon and comic writers and so on stay true to the characters and artists stay true to the characters when, as a community, we have PDD. I know this is getting down a negative path. I don't on any level care for this character. That said, A seems to love it, and I'm happy to have a thing that he wants to play with. There are people in our community that do love this guy, so it's for them, I guess. Moving away from that, last week, A had fall break. It was 10 days, if you include the weekends. We hit a lot of targets, and I didn't find a single G.I. Joe other than Pegwarmer Roadblock. You know I love that Roadblock, but he is what he is. He's a Pegwarmer now. I did find most of the Marvel stuff that you have pre-ordered, and I came across Punisher and his bike. Now, I'm not a Punisher fan. I don't like the way he's been sort of co-opted in real life, but that bike was awesome, and that figure looks fantastic. Has some cool weapons with him. Roadblock looks amazing on that bike. Snake Eyes looks all right on it. Duke looks really good on it. Scarlet looks good on it. It's a really cool bike. While running to not just Targets, but also Walgreens, hoping for Red Ninjas, I did pick up two of the 6-inch Gundam figures because we had been doing Gundam models. And as we play with the models just aren't really meant for play. So they're not holding together. They're breaking the whole nine. So I grabbed two action figures to see how those are. And those have been fantastic. From a toy perspective, that's what I've been doing. That's what's happened. Out of 10 days of going to Targets and Walgreens, one Punisher bike, two Gundam action figures.
This past weekend was nuts. But before that, it was the same thing. Like, I just got so burnt out going to Targets and Walmarts because nothing.
There's a Target about 30 minutes from me that it said they had a trooper in stock. They still say they have a trooper in stock. That thing is loss prevention at this point. It's going to be a statistic when they do their inventory. A, you know, runs and finds this old guy working, and the old guy walks over and he's like, well, if we had it, it'd be right here. You know, to A's credit, he's never dealt with, you know, a post-retirement age guy working a part-time job at a retail shop. So he's like, no, I've already looked here. I know it's not here. It shows that you have one in stock. Can you help me find it? And I'm just standing to the side. This is his, like, I'm letting the 9-year-old just figure this out. And A is starting to get frustrated because he doesn't understand that this guy is just, you know, he's checked out. So the guy wanders off and he says, you know, he wouldn't even help us. I say, well, this is a good lesson. Choose your audience. So then he goes and he finds a young dude. This young dude was like, well, it says we have one in stock. Let me see what I can find. Dude checks the back for 25 minutes, comes back a couple times. I'm still looking. After 25 minutes, he's like, hey, little man, give me your dad's name and your dad's phone number. If I find it, I'll call you.
That's awesome.
It is. I don't honestly expect to ever hear from this guy. And that has been 11 days ago. It was a young kid who took the time to help A, who is clearly like looking for these things and is talking about them at a level that shows this is a young kid who wants to play with these things. So to have him like go out of his way to try to help was really nice, and it meant a lot to A. And I went back to that same Target 3 different times, ran into that dude a couple times, and every time he was like, we still haven't gotten any in. It's not an all bad experience, you know, and sometimes the hunt is dry, right?
Sometimes dry for a long time.
Sometimes dry for a long time.
I forgot until I just looked over and saw them. I actually got my pre-order from BBTS for 3 Red Ninjas. I still haven't got my Hasbro Pulse Red Ninjas, but I did get my box of 3 in.
We only have one Red Ninja that we didn't find, and I appreciate the community. If I could find any of these, I would certainly pay that back, but I don't know anybody that needs Roblox. I do know people that need all of the others, so if I ever run into another Beachhead, or I guess now a Baroness,
I would have loved to find a second Beachhead. I did run into like 2, like maybe a month and a half ago, and when I still kind of had the thought that maybe they would show up. The rush is over, they'll start showing up, and I was hoping to find a brown-eyed version, and I have never seen Beachhead in stores since.
I think we've beaten Retro and 6-inch Joes to death. I think we've beaten Target to death. One of the things that we alluded to at Joe Fest, and I really haven't gotten into.
I don't think you have, so I think this is going to be a news break.
It is not a news break that I army build sharks. I like the 92 Eels sharks, right? Well, I mean, I like the 92 eels. I like the 93 eels, etc. But the shark specifically, I'm somewhere in the 70s. I don't, maybe for this, I need to pull them out and do another picture and do another count. In the Facebook groups, people were posting a bunch of random stuff and somebody posted a test shot shark. I just commented that it was gorgeous. I didn't take it any further than that. My natural assumption is if you're posting test shots, that's a thing you do. It's not for sale. But I have a buddy who's a little more industrious than I am, and he hit this guy up. And evidently, I was wrong. It was just something he had. And I received a test shark, which is awesome. I really, really dig it. Since I had this test shark coming while we were at Joe Fest, I brought a shark with me, just a regular shark. I found InCase Collectibles, and he makes a display case for three sharks, a domestic, a fun school, and this test shot. It is now one of my favorite things in my collection. It's incredible.
The pictures you showed me of the case are awesome, and I would like to get his contact information from you so I can figure out a display stand for my test shot POC Alley Viper.
Yeah, absolutely. This is the same guy who did the cases for my recalled roadblock and then my other oversized bubbles like version 2 roadblock, 92 and fun school eel, the 93 Destro. I'll definitely send you his information. It's InCase Collectibles. And at shows, he and his wife could not be genuinely sweeter to talk to and to deal with.
I look forward to setting or getting in contact with him and figuring out like a cool case where I can maybe display a card back or a file card and retail and test shot. The thing is that figure comes with a boatload of gear.
I don't know if he does the sort of exploded gear kind of displays, but it's certainly something you could talk to him about and see if he does it. I have an idea of my own that I want to talk to him about. If he doesn't do the exploded gear sort of display, then I'm wondering if he can make me a case and I can find somebody else to do the exploded thing and slide that into the case. I don't know. I'm going to have to work it out. It sounds like you're going to have to do the same, but it's worth the conversation because if he can do it, his quality's good, his prices are fair, he's quick, and he's genuinely, like, I want to see this person succeed. He's that kind of, him and his wife are that kind of nice.
I have been, like, kind of at a loss how to display that test shot. It, like, fell into my lap. My good buddy Joe hooked me up with it. Like, I'm not going to just set it on the shelf with the regular Alley Vipers because if something happens and something goes missing, I'll never live that down within my own brain. Yeah, I just need this. This will be perfect. It'll be absolutely awesome to get a very cool display case. And I also like the idea of having something in my collection that kind of mirrors something in your collection, even though they could not be farther apart.
Our whole community borrows, steals, and mutates each other's ideas. If there's ever a time where something I've done has inspired something that you're going to do, it was probably inspired by somebody else before me, and somebody's going to be inspired after you. And I love that about our community. I love that about our stuff. My buddy Brian hit me up earlier today, and he was like, hey, have you ever seen these people doing the lifted flags? And I was like, yeah, that's a very common thing. I think it started with Joe Berg, or at least that's the furthest back I know about it. And now how many people have been inspired? So if we can inspire each other in our collecting or in our displaying, so much the better to me. Since we were on fall break, sort of the normal routine was out the window, as well as the normal control mechanisms, I guess. We are not video game people by and large. I used to be a huge gamer. Sometime when A was maybe 2 or 3, I just gave it up. And I really don't game much at all. A doesn't game much at all. We have the Nintendo and Super Nintendo hooked up. Maybe once a quarter we'll spend a weekend playing. But with fall break, I got inspired to try and do a chronological run through of Kingdom Hearts. And I fired up Birth by Sleep. I've been playing that a lot and it's been fun. A saw me. He started playing Kingdom Hearts 1. And he was playing that every day during fall break until yesterday.
Yesterday was the drop day for G.I. Joe Operation Blackout.
It was indeed.
I went to a Target that showed that they had the game in stock. I went to the electronics, and there was two employees standing there, and they asked what I was looking for. I told him. He went in the back, came out with it.
Boom.
And then I sent you a photo, and you said, well, I'm waiting for mine to show up. And like an hour and a half later, you sent me the photo of the PS4 version. And we actually have not spoken about this at all. So how far did you get?
I am not a first-person shooter gamer. I never was. I'm an RPG guy. So I'm not great at these. I got through the training. I was in the middle of the first mission when A gets out of the shower, comes running in, freaks out that we have it, and I immediately restarted, handed it to him. And I've gotten no further, but I've sat with him while he's played it. I've helped show him how to use the two joysticks to control running and looking at the same time, targeting, and I've helped him through some areas that he struggled with. I think we're on the third mission or so.
I am also not much of a gamer, as I've talked about, and I talked about my brief dive into the Switch during the height of quarantine. I think I'm up to the fourth or fifth mission. I'm playing on the easiest setting because I suck, is the nicest way I could put it. I'm having fun. I mean, I will say something that I really like is bouncing back and forth between Joe and Cobra, because I don't remember what level is what. Did you get to the level where you could play as Roadblock or Lady J?
Yes, that's the level we're on.
So who did you guys select?
A has died several times on that, so we've selected both at this point.
The weirdest thing to me, and I don't hate it, is that Roadblock's railgun is like a giant taser.
Yes, you could just hold the button down and run.
When I got to that level, I started noticing the difference in stats, you know? So I was like, well, Lady J is certainly a more well-rounded character and it'll probably be a better play, but we don't have a Lady J toy yet. We've got Roadblock and he looks identical to the action figure.
And he's got that broiler.
He's got the broiler. So I grabbed it and I was expecting, you know, like rapid fire, like just, I hit the trigger and it shot out a lightning bolt. And I was like, kind of like this, like, this is cool.
Because it looks railgun-ish, and everybody was calling it a railgun, I expected that slow energy buildup and then swoop. But instead, it was the Tesla machine, you know? I just held the button down and I ran around firing lightning at things. I liked it. I liked it a lot. From my personal friend group on Facebook, I've heard almost 100% negative. They don't like the graphics. They don't like the voices. They don't like the play. I don't have the breadth of first-person shooter knowledge to tell you it is better or worse than something else. My own gaming style, if it's not an RPG, it's not going to hold me for a huge amount of time. All of that said, I am not having the negative experience that these other friends are having. I am enjoying it.
Kind of, I have the same response that you do. I don't play first-person shooters. Oddly enough, it ties into something I was speaking of earlier. I bought like the remastered Halo 1 and I ran through that on like the child setting. It was a game I played when it came out. It was like only new video game system I think we ever had. It's because my brother had bought it. So my frame of reference for a first person shooter is a game that came out in the mid 2000s. I also will say this, the game was $40 new. I mean, most new games are $60 to $90. Like, we knew what this game was going to be. Honestly, if it's just an interactive way to sell action figures, I'm for it. I'm having fun. It's cool to see the characters. It's cool to see Classified Roadblock running up and, you know, fighting these weird futuristic bats, which I hope we get in figure format.
True. In the training mission, you duck under the thing and then you jump over the thing and there's a Sky Striker. And beside the Sky Striker is a bridge layer. And if you walk around to the other side of the Sky Striker, and between the Sky Striker and in the crates, there's a Persuader. And that filled me with so much joy. Even if it's not the world's best first-person shooter, I really don't give a damn. I like it, and I'm enjoying it, and I get to sit next to A while he plays.
Your next mission is going to be a huge treat, and I can tell you if you want, or I can leave it alone.
We'll figure it out.
You're going to love it, is all I'm going to say. It is. That's the last one I played, and then I had to turn it off because it was like 12:30. I was like, I did not mean to do this. And I will say my character selection for the next level has got me excited. And again, I will keep that to myself. But I am very excited for you guys to beat the level you're on. And when you hit that next level, I can't wait for that text, because it's nostalgia. It's going to hit you. It's going to hit you hard, because it is very, very cool.
I was working, and at one point, A ran in and said that he had gone back to an earlier mission and was able to choose like the Baroness or whatever. And he thought about choosing Zartan, but he wanted to try Baroness first. I don't know. I didn't see it.
I didn't get that option. I mean,
he went backward and did a previous mission or something. I don't know.
Maybe because Baroness showed up in the level you're on, maybe then now you can play her. I don't know. I haven't gone backwards yet.
And I don't know either. I was working. Hell, he could have made it up for all I know. But he was super excited to tell me about it. He was excited to tell his mom about it. He has every free moment been asking to play that game. And of course, you know, I've got to be the bad guy. And you can't play constantly. Go play with toys. Go read a book. Go run in circles. Make art.
I'm looking forward to playing through the rest of it and seeing more characters. And honestly, kind of getting a sneak peek at what characters will probably look like in the classified line. We've seen screen grabs for weeks, and like, you know, sci-fi looks incredible.
Oh, that sci-fi looks amazing. I will be happy to have that sci-fi in my collection.
Storm Shadow looks super sharp. I'm having fun. This is a great pick-me-up with all the pre-order nonsense and distribution nonsense. Like, this is fun.
I don't know how the Switch works in terms of team-ups, but since I'm on a PS4, I threw my PS4 screen name into Twitter. So if somebody from the Joe community hits me up and wants to run around with, you know, a novice FPS guy, that sounds fun to me.
Anybody listening wants to do the same with me on Switch, we'll get it figured out. I haven't tried the online gameplay or the two-player version within just the story mode, but that's pretty much all I got on this. Pretty much out of things to ramble about. I just wanted to throw out November 7 and 8 is the toy department / Roma toy pop-up at the old toy department. I mean, unless something crazy comes up, I will be there. I think it's the same for you.
That is the plan. Also on November 7, Assembly Required is doing their virtual thing. I've already thrown money at that. They're going to be having some panels that I'm interested in checking out. I'm curious to see what they're going to do. Legitimately, Assembly Required is one of the best looking shows. Not for its size, not for toys or G.I. Joe, but best looking shows, period. Even larger shows, even comics or other things, it's just sharp looking. Sucks that it's on, that these two things are on the same day, but since one is virtual, I'm going to give it a go. Last night, my buddy Joe and I are talking, and I think we're going to try and build some cabinets so I can get some of the larger Joe stuff out of the Joe closet, the Terradrome, the Defiant, things like that, and get them into a place that's a little better protected and is built for them. That, with some adult purchases I have coming up, hopefully by the end of the year, I'm going to have some better displaying options.
Well, I look forward to whatever displays you come up with, because I probably should do the same thing.
Yeah, your wire racks are a staple at this point, though.
Ugh, don't remind me. Let's pull the plug before we do this for another 45 minutes.
As always, we appreciate you guys joining us. We'd love to hear from you about Blackout, Retro and Classified Joes, Jurassic Park, anything. Hit us up. Our email is orderofbattlepod@gmail.com. On Twitter, we're orderofbattlepd. On Instagram, it's @orderofbattlepod. Joel is answering Instagram and maybe the email. I'm in answering the Twitter. Thanks for joining us. This has been the Order of Battle. Thank you. We sound like old people when we're like, I'm not a gamer, but...